I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Be about any of their beautiful merchandise. He wanted it to be about Memphis, about us. And then Paul started talking about all the things we have survived as a community. 9/11, Hurricane Elvis, the ice storm. We survived those crises by looking out for each other, by supporting one another, by being patient and generous and strong. Listen, this is a hard time for everyone in this community. It's a hard time for the country and the world. But leave it to the folks from Oak Hall, which opened in 1859, which survived the Civil War, the Yellow Fever epidemic, and two world wars, to remind us that there is a way through. So by all means, stop by and say hello to the folks from Oak Hall one of these days. It's the same beautiful, helpful store that it's always been. But more than that, be kind to each other and be on the lookout for people and businesses in the community that need your help. This is a new challenge for all of us, but we'll get through it together the same way that we always have.
We're brothers, we're happy and we're singing and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Who that? Man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listen, I ain't hating, no, because now I'm getting hot enough to want to stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail the mission? Your girl is out of missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated. That mean my tables turn. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clientele, the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? That got that flame. Who that? That got that flame. Who that? That got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Welcome to your Thursday. We are all getting through it, March 19th, day by day, if you know what I mean. The NFL news continues to come in. Tom Brady seems like he's a physical away, John Martin, from becoming a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. As expected, the news keeps coming down. Folks want to play with Tom Brady. You've seen that, Adam Schefter reporting that people are calling the Bucs saying, hey, I want to play with the GOAT. One of those is Antonio Brown. We'll talk about that if Tom's going to continue to stay tied with him. And then, look, the sports world continues to go on. John, we got recruiting news, possibly?
We do. We do.
A little bit of news.
We do. I don't want to oversell it. I'm not trying to oversell it. I don't want to be disingenuous, but there definitely is There is a little bit of news with Jalen Green as it relates to the University of Memphis and that decision. So we will get into that today on the show. We have a lot going on today at 11:25. Jason Cole, longtime NFL writer, going to join us at 11:25. We'll talk to him about Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. Obviously, other transactions that have gone on throughout the NFL. DeAndre Hopkins is now an Arizona Cardinal. The fallout from that. The Chicago Bears made a trade to acquire Nick Foles yesterday, as we talked about. What does that mean for them? Lots to get to with Jason Cole at 11:25. 12:25, we're going to be joined by Jeff Calkins. He'll join us at 12:25. Talk to him about everything that he's got going on.
He's been running, though, getting out for evening runs.
I will say, man, like that is the one thing about this dude that is really an adjustment, because the gyms are closed. Like, you just cannot go anywhere.
Right.
And so you gotta really get back to the basics.
Get your fitness where you can get it in.
You gotta just start running outside, man. I mean, that's all you can do.
Cool.
You know, get your cardio in out there.
I'm staying fit. Because Lord knows, I'm putting on a tire around my stomach. I don't know about you.
Now, you're preparing for the pandemic.
This has led to a lot of eating for me.
You're preparing for the pandemic the best way.
I'm going to have some extra weight.
Yeah. Have you been tempted to pick up a black?
Oh, no.
You don't even get the temptation.
No, and I give all the praise to God for the deliverance from that. I don't even get the taste for them, John.
Good for you.
He took it from me.
Good for you.
Yes.
So anyway, we will talk to Jeff Coggins about all that at 12:25. Then at 1:25, Maria Taylor from ESPN is going to join us.
Okay.
She has a cover story coming out about Sabrina Ionescu, who, you know, frankly is one of the best college basketball players ever.
Is she the best women's basketball player in the world?
I mean, I think she
because it's almost like people have crowned her already. If she's not about to be, she will be.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's definitely. I mean, she's one of the best. She's one of the top college basketball players. Period. I mean. Just her production is ridiculous.
She's the first college basketball player to compile 2,000 points, 1,000 rebounds, and 1,000 assists. Maria Taylor wrote a feature on her. We'll talk to Maria Taylor, who also sort of leads ESPN's
That's
ABC's
right.
coverage of the NBA. She's become sort of the face of it. We'll ask her, can we get ESPN ABC to drop the Jordan doc early? She's got pull with those folks, John. Maybe we can get them to drop that Jordan Bulls, a 10-part event?
Yes.
We'll ask Maria if we can get it dropped early. You see, now they've changed it to coming soon.
Yes, they
you
have.
You know what I'm saying?
They
that
have.
Thing's gotten pushed up. We need it right now. The country needs it. The world needs it. There it is. Oh, yeah. Look at you, Mr. Producer.
Yeah, but I'm kind of late on that. So anyway, we will
about 5 seconds, but not too bad.
We will talk to Maria Taylor at 1:25. So that is the show today. We are looking awfully forward to it. As we continue to try to navigate this post-sports world, right? I mean, that's the tough part of this, and we at least had a bit of a development from Mark Spears, who talked to Jalen Green. Jalen Green is, of course, one of the big targets for the University of Memphis.
Yes,
a 5-star prospect. Not going to get the chance, of course, to play in the McDonald's All-American game because there is no McDonald's All-American game. That'd be coming up next month, but it was canceled because of the pandemic and the coronavirus. And so now, I mean, he's got a lot of time to think. Jalen Green's got a lot of time to think. He's got a lot of time to do these interviews, and he did that with Marcus Spears, or excuse me, Mark Spears. Now, I will say this. It's not a particularly revealing interview in terms of, I mean, it's just not.
Mark do Q&A style?
Yes.
That's his favorite.
It is his favorite. And those are easier, let's be honest. Instead of, you know, those are easier than putting into, like, narrative form. But there are two parts of this interview that I do find interesting. Like, there are questions about Jalen Green. What's your daily routine? Do you take pride in your ranking?
That's a get to know you.
Yeah. Have you been given any jerseys to commemorate being selected?
Yeah. You get us to the goods.
Nobody cares about that, right?
That's we want to know what you found interesting.
That's not what anybody cares about. But down in the interview, he asked two questions. One, there's actually three things. There's three things of this that I found interesting. One is, does this change your college recruiting process? Jalen Green has visited Oregon, Auburn, Memphis, and Kentucky. Jalen Green said the following: I have been in contact with the coaches that are recruiting me already. It really doesn't change anything. I took all my visits already, and I got a pretty good look at the schools that I went to. So nothing changes in his recruiting, according to Jalen Green. Then Mark Spears asks him, do you have a college decision date in your mind?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, it should be April 15th, around that date. So there you have it. Jalen Green expected to make a decision around April 15th, which I believe is the day that the dead period ends. It's the first day that the college basketball recruiting dead period ends. And then he followed that question up with this one. You're close with former high school star R.J. Hampton. And if you guys will remember, R.J. and Jalen Green both took their first official visits to
That's
the
right.
University of Memphis That's last right. fall. You're close with former high school star R.J. Hampton, who skipped college to play professionally in New Zealand this season. Would you consider playing professionally outside of the NBA? Jalen Green, all options are open. I talked to RJ about it a couple times. We weren't in contact much when he was out there. He said he liked it. I saw his progression, and he got better there. He said he got stronger there, and it was a good move. Really, everything is open and an option. And, of course, that is a little bit of a removal. In fact, it's a big removal from what they've been saying
publicly. That's a back and forth, isn't it?
Because his stepfather came on our show and said, I think he even gave us like a percentage, like 97% chance that that he goes to college. So I don't know. What do you make of this?
I like that there's a decision date. That tells me the decision's made
right
now.
Right.
And if you're, I guess if you're Memphis and look, you know, John, you categorize this and others have too, is Memphis, if not right there, right, is the leader for him. And so if you're looking at it from that standpoint, that the kid's already made his decision, you like it. Because, again, if I'm a Memphis fan, I like the idea that he's made his decision already. Again, with so much going on with Memphis, I guess you could argue this both ways. But let's argue it from the here's hoping Memphis still has the inside track. If you are – if you don't know what's coming from the NCAA, the IARP.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe you do know now because of the slowdown with everything else, mm-hmm. in terms of the staff that's going to be there. You got as far removed as we are now from the season, maybe you've even got a pretty good idea of what the roster is going to look at. If you've made the decision now, right? Maybe you've said, you know what, I'm gonna stick with it. Maybe that's a good thing for Memphis. When Greg Brown said decision coming soon the other day, you wondered, is that. Him finding out that Shaka Smart's going to be at Texas, right? Or is that Memphis nailing it down and him and Penny Hardaway convincing Greg Brown, hey man, this is the place for you. We're going to be fine with whatever comes on. You know, you kind of looked at it both ways. You could do that here with Jalen Green. I just like that there's a decision date on it because again, with Memphis, this infractions case, something we talked about the news that the IARP is working on this right now, not going to delay it because of the coronavirus, because of COVID-19. You don't want that hanging over you. It can go months. It can go years. If these guys have already made their decisions, maybe, you know, Memphis has made some sort of successful pitch that everything's going to be all right.
Yeah.
That's the glass half full way of looking at it for Memphis.
Well, so I do wonder if the coronavirus has – I'm not sure how it would, but I do wonder if it changed the way that they are approaching the professional avenue. Again, I don't know exactly why or how, but
well, there's that part of it too.
Everything is, you know, everything in this world, everything we thought we knew is sort of, you know, for now at least, it's different. Everything is different now, and so, plans can change. Plans have changed. The NCAA wanted to have a basketball tournament. The NBA wanted to have they wanted to finish their regular season. They didn't. So I do wonder, you know, for financial reasons, right? Like if you're Jalen Green, do you pursue, you know, that route? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I haven't talked to his stepfather in the last few months about it. So that to me.
So what you drew from this more so was that this possibility of going overseas may be more real.
Well, than they've said before. I mean, then, you know, many people have speculated for, you know, even going back a year that Jalen Green was going to end up going overseas. Now,
yeah, I think most of us had put it to bed based on what stepfather had said,
yes.
What he'd said, that this was pretty, that college looked like the option. You're right. You could look at it that way. Have things changed? Do you push up the schedule now? You want to go get your money now? And it sounds like they're doing a little bit of a, you know, walking it back a little bit. That said, I'd still bank on him being in college. The thing about college is not just with Memphis, and you don't know what's going to happen there, but it's when does the are things just going to pick back up next fall?
Yes.
We don't know that for sure. We have no idea. And so, again, if you've got, you know, what amounts to a contract from, somebody over in New Zealand, RJ's squad, offers you, you know, triple-digit, six-figure deal, you can get a shoe deal, it's over $1 million, again, it's almost becomes a no-brainer, especially if there's going to be some sort of delay
right.
with the NCAA. So it makes sense to walk it back a little bit and consider all your options. My hope is we're going to get through this, and college business is going to go on as usual, and he will stick to what was originally the plan of going to college for a year.
Let's compare this, right? So let's compare Jalen Green's answer to Mark Spears to what he said to Evan Daniels on January the 19th. That was only 2 months ago to the day, okay? So Jalen Green to Mark Spears in a question about would you consider playing professionally outside the NBA, what did he say? This is what he said. All options are open. I talked to RJ about it a couple times. We weren't in contact much when he was out there. He said he liked it. I saw his progression, and he got better there. He said he got stronger there, and it was a good move. Really, everything is opened and an option, okay? That was 2 days ago. What did Jalen Green say to Evan Daniels in January? I've been seeing that, and I want to let everyone know that that is not an option. I'm considering college only. I've been looking at things, saying I'm going pro, but that's not the case. I am going to college. So that was 2 months ago.
See, what it tells me, John, is he's going to name a school on the 15th, and what you better be careful of, even if you're that school, is that there's still going to be the possibility, depending upon what goes on with college basketball, that he could bolt on you and go overseas.
Rajon Tucker, ring a bell?
Yes.
He committed.
Yes.
He committed to Memphis, but he didn't have his – I mean,
so that's what we're looking at here. So, you don't announce a date if you're still – right, you're still – If going overseas right now is one of the decisions you want to finalize, that's an option for later on should this college thing. And again, it's smart to walk it back. It's smart to look at all your options. Again, we don't know if next fall things are going to start off time, and frankly, it's next winter. And so you hope it does. You expect it to, that we're all going to get through this, but you've got to keep those open. So for that point, yes, this feels like he's got his school, going to announce the date, and that school is going to know that, you know, even after, you know, no matter what happens going forward, that, you know, things could change. You could still be headed that way. I think it's smart, John, to and I don't hold it against the kid. My gosh, the world has changed since he said that a couple of months ago, that no, you know, it's going to be college. The world's changed. We don't know how things are going to be next season. So it makes sense to me. It's smart to me to walk it back a little bit on that. That said, at least you'll get a school on the 15th, and until the fall, or until something changes beforehand, that school's going to feel pretty good that it's got him. But again, until he's out there on the floor for you, you can't feel so good about it, right? It's not set in stone until then.
No, it's not. So I don't know. Like, I do think this. I think the main competition for Memphis is indeed Auburn. I think that is definitely the main competition for the University of Memphis from a college perspective. But yeah, I definitely do think that this what this interview does reveal to us is, it's like you said, with not knowing, you know, I could see a scenario where he commits to Memphis, right? He commits to Memphis, and, you know, I've said Memphis has been the leader for him, you know, for basically since the recruitment started. I could see a scenario, though, where he commits to Memphis. They get a ruling from the IARP, get hit pretty hard, whatever that could look like, and he says, you know what, I'm just going to start my professional career.
Well, I could see that, and let me see how you treat this. Let me argue this the other way. He's heard from those other schools recruiting him, right? Hey, what's going on? Just like we talked about with Aki Collins. Hey, what's going on with Memphis, right? What's going on with that? Argue this the other way. You know, with so much unknown going on with Memphis, I've made my decision. I've cut them out. I'm going to go ahead and go to Auburn. If you're Memphis, what have you got to combat? The thing we think may improve your chances, right, is what we talked about yesterday. Maybe this coaching carousel doesn't move as quickly or, you know, as much as we think it will, and you keep a Mike Miller. We've talked about how strong – do we think they can get Jalen Green or Greg Brown without Mike Miller?
No.
Well, if you've kept him, if you're keeping him, number one, because other jobs don't open, he likes where he's at, whatever he's staying, right, that's one of the trump cards you've got, right? If Jalen Green's decided, hey, no Memphis, well, the one thing you still got, hopefully, is Mike Miller to keep you in it, right?
That would be the hope for sure.
Right.
And I think we've talked about that, you know, the last couple of weeks, is that the movement just simply has not really been there in college basketball. I mean, it just hasn't. I mean, there's just not a good job out there to take. I mean, you know, coaches are not getting fired, you know. I mean, Shaka's getting another year. You know, the what's the biggest job that's come open? I mean, there haven't been any, you know. I mean, Grand Canyon, the biggest job.
I mean, Bryce Drew jumped on it. So, I mean, I guess from
yeah, the, I mean, I'm sure there are great things about
everybody's
it.
Everybody's sort of standing pat. You know, other smaller schools, with Samford, smaller schools have done. No, you're right. Grand Canyon may be the most.
So there hasn't,
off the top of my head.
I don't think a Power 5 school fired a coach this offseason? I don't think there has. I don't think there's been one firing in a Power 5.
I don't want to misspeak, but it doesn't feel like it.
Like Danny Manny hasn't gotten fired at Wake Forest. You know what I mean? Josh Pastner, you know, obviously turned his whole season around. You know, so I don't think you're going to see that. And by the way, I mean, Wichita State, if they could fire Greg Marshall, I wonder if they would. Something's gone wrong there, man. Like, something has gone.
There's no way they're firing Greg Marshall.
He just lost another kid to transfer. They have lost six players in the last 2 weeks to transfer. Something is not right.
Yeah, they won't question it until that thing's burning because of where he's been.
Well, I would say, like, you couple that with the lack of success in the AAC. Like, again, you're right. They're not going to fire Greg Marshall, but, you know, it's just not been the cakewalk that probably people thought it would be. So
those are good players are leaving. That's the thing. It's not just bad players.
Yeah,
who didn't play. These are good players.
The last
leaving.
Kid, Morris Udazy,
Stevenson,
I mean,
Burton. Those are good players leaving. If this was happening here, it'd be going crazy.
Yeah, Morris Udazy. You know, he played for them last year. I mean, he got 12 minutes a game. I remember him because he had a weird ass hitch. He was the kid for them who had a weird ass hitch in his free throw shot. Like, as soon as he would, like, he held the ball sideways, basically. That's this kid. So, I don't know. I mean, that's the kind of year it's been. Not a lot of movement. So, like, I've maintained from the jump that I think Memphis is in the catbird seat for Jalen Green and Greg Brown. I still feel like that today, though I do reserve the right to refer to a pandemic should that ultimately not be the case.
Well, you open up your options again overseas because of the pandemic, because you don't know. Because you expect the NCAA season to pick back up next year, but you have no idea, and maybe you do go get the money. So we understand that. My question, what I'm intrigued by is this: is it knowing that Mike Miller is going to return to Memphis? Is it, you know, that's the reason why you're ready to make your decision now? Did Auburn finally make a pitch that appealed to you? You know, with so much unknown, the fact that you've got a date tells me, you know, there was some development. You know, what was it?
Yeah.
Is it that you know Mike's staying? Is it that you know is Memphis out because of the investigation? Well, it'll be some intriguing days up
until
that date.
Well, I definitely don't think Memphis is out. Memphis is definitely not out of the recruitment. But, you know, could there be extra work to overcome? For sure. I mean, there could be work to do, no doubt about it. But at least we sort of have a timetable now. April 15th again, like that's when that would have probably been after the Geico Nationals. So that probably would have been when he was going to decide anyway. But, you know, it's just different when you sort of see it, you know, in black and white and in print. So, anyway, Jalen Green making a decision. Memphis still very much on the list. Memphis still very much has a good shot. But he did sort of come back on the playing professionally thing. He kind of changed his tune a little bit on playing professionally. Says all options are open. So it's going to be a very interesting month to Jalen Green's decision. And we, of course, keep you updated on any developments on that right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. All right, when we come back, lots of developments, too, in the NFL. Tom Brady waiting on the physical. We'll get into all of that and more with Jason Cole when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist, where my entire family goes to the dentist. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, please look no further than the Smile Center. And did you catch the new address? It's 1941 South Germantown Road. That's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's new address because he joined forces with Dr. Pat Clark's office. But don't worry, the Smile Center is going to continue to provide the same friendly, outstanding dental care you're accustomed to, and will now be able to provide additional services such as sedation dentistry. And check this out. The Smile Center is now also offering an annual membership plan for people who do not have dental insurance. For just $250 a year, you're going to receive a comprehensive exam, a full head x-ray, a cavity detection x-ray, a periodic exam, and two annual cleanings. It's a value of right around $530. You can get it for just $250. So if you don't have traditional insurance, you should give the Smile Center a call at 901-309-1333. Or on the web, visit them, smilecentermemphis.com.
Protect your workplace and your employees. To help mitigate the dangerous effects of flu and coronaviruses, call Hi-Lo Commercial Services today. They offer complete deep cleaning and sanitizing services with chemicals that kill the flu and coronaviruses for schools, churches, medical facilities, office buildings, residential, and more. And they'll customize their cleaning services to meet your specific needs. It's time to put safety first with Hi-Lo Commercial Services. Call Andy right now, 901-361-3054. That's 901-361-3054.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Find it at Firestone Complete Auto Care.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
It's Chevy Truck Month, and it's the right time to get behind the wheel of the strongest, most advanced Silverado ever. After all, what truck has the most functional bed in its class and up to 20% more cargo volume than the competition? The Chevy Silverado. And what truck offers the choice of powertrains to help you find the power and efficiency you need? The Chevy Silverado. Head into your local Mid-South Chevy dealer and see for yourself that the only truck that compares to a Chevy Silverado is another Chevy Silverado from Chuck Hutton Chevrolet. Right now, well-qualified buyers can get a 2020 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab with zero APR financing for 72 months, plus an additional $500 cash allowance when you finance with GM Financial. Must finance with GM Financial. Some customers may not qualify. Monthly payment is $1,389 for every $1,000 you finance. Example down payment, 3.8%. Not available with lease and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 3/31/2020. Visit Chuck Hutton Chevrolet, your Mid-South Chevy dealer.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Flo here with a word that's just weird. Terry cloth. Who exactly is Terry? And why does he get his own fabric? Did he journey below SPF 50? Fight off some weeds and his daffodils? How about a word for everyone? Flotection. Yeah, I just made it up. But I'm not making up how great it feels when me and Progressive protect your new home. Ever think of that, Terry? No. Terry only thinks of himself.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's CBU. cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
ATC Fitness is here to tell you that we're on your side when it comes to reaching your goals. We offer you the best fitness in the Mid-South. If you need a membership just to work out, or you want a membership to stay and take advantage of our tanning and newly added hydro lounges, we have the plan for you. We also partner with great programs such as Silver Sneakers or Silver and Fit, just to name a couple. So make sure you stop by and take advantage of everything we have to offer. ATC Fitness, the locally owned fitness center with the best value and the best equipment in the Mid-South. ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
Now is my time.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Doors go up, not on the bus now. Used to want a G-Shock, now I'm walking with a bus down. Pull up and I flood it with a iced out watch. Whip it look like butter, baby, pecan drop. Pecan drop, put that phone in sundrop. Stand my knots, count a lot, saw a lot. Got them rocks, diamond rocks, whip the pot. 1600, that's the block. Get your girl, that's check free. She ain't used to text me, now she won't caress me. She keep trying to me. I gotta tell my bestie, someone call my bestie. Think I found my bestie. Link up, make the check.
I'm very thankful for that.
Yeah.
Very thankful for the NFL and them continuing to go on, because I do think this, man, like,
it's going to slow down. You realize that, though.
Oh,
it already has. Folks trying to get physicals and all that. Got to agree on a place. Hard to do that in these days and times. Once these sort of emailed agreements have come through, right? Hey, we agree to a 3-year, whatever million-dollar deal it's going to be. You still got to go past, MRIs, past physicals. That's going to take a while.
Yeah, I do think people need, some sense of.
But this has helped. You're
something.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, because I got to tell you, man, I don't normally in our house, like, I'll just be quite honest with you, like, the way that it works is Sam is usually the one who goes to the store, because even if I do go to the grocery store, I forget something or I get the wrong brand of something. And so that beats you down, it beats you down when you try to do something like that, and then you're told that you didn't get the right thing
or you swung and you missed and you gotta go back.
And so I'm really demoralized when it comes to stuff like that. And last night, you know, I decided, you know, I said, hey, I'm gonna go to the grocery store. You know, I certainly don't want you to go out there by yourself in this day and time. And so I volunteered to go to the grocery store, man. And again, you got to keep in mind, I'm not the guy that usually goes to the grocery store. I mean, I'll pop in, get a couple things. That's about it. Man, it was a different world, bro. Now, I did go late. I went at, 9:30, something like that. But, dude, it was apocalyptic, man. It really was like, you see this in the movies, you know. You go to the bread aisle. There's no bread except for Dave's organic bread, which we happen to eat. But I guess
so it's perfect.
I guess the majority of people in Memphis do not eat it. There was no toilet paper. There was no there was some tomato sauce, but it was very limited availability of tomato sauce. So, I mean, it was an eye opener, man.
No, that's why this NFL news has come as sort of an oasis these last couple of
days. I hope I never have to go to the grocery store again.
Imagine having to do that in the first place, though, that you had to go. What a chivalrous guy you are to tell your wife, no, stay back this time, honey.
Absolutely.
I'm going to go handle it. I'm glad you found the...
That was the one and done.
I'm glad the one thing they did have was the type of bread that you and Sam like, though.
Dave's organic bread.
Okay.
Yes.
Tell me about Tom Brady and this physical.
Well, I mean, I guess he's going to try to have one.
And he's going
to
end up being a buck. Now, the question's going to be, will he have Antonio Brown? Why you want to mess up something that looks so good already, John, with something that could be so volatile in the middle of it, right? Why you need an Antonio Brown when you got a Mike Evans who's putting up historic numbers his first 6 seasons in the NFL, when you got a Godwin who's another 1,100-yard receiver? Why would you want to add an – I can understand everybody calling and saying, I want to play with Tom Brady. What I can't understand is Tom Brady's interest in sort of – or commitment in any sort of level to having Antonio Brown be a part of this. Like, why do you feel it's your job to get him back? Because again, I would tell you, you could risk blowing it up.
Right.
He could because you don't know
in terms of
where he is. Yes. And yes, you could, you know, if it gets crazy, you can cut him. But is it even worth the hassle? Because again, you've only got so many balls to go around, and you already got 1,100 yard receivers that feel like they're proven. Hey, give me all those targets you're going to give it to Antonio Brown. I'll take him and produce with him.
Yeah, I don't think they need Antonio Brown.
It's the bottom line.
Like,
it'd be overdoing it at this point and possibly putting things at risk.
Antonio Brown is legitimately insane. Like, he is a crazy person. Like, he doesn't – it's impossible to predict what he's going to do. Like, just think back to the tenure with the Raiders. Like, one minute he was in front of the team apologizing for, you know, what he did and what he said and the way that he handled himself. And the next, the same day, he was putting out these videos – with John Gruden's with taped phone conversations with John Gruden, you know, basically saying free me. So like you just cannot, you know, even if Antonio Brown is trite and even if he is remorseful for the way that he has acted in the past with other teams, doesn't he still have this legal case looming?
I mean, does the NFL got to get through all that too?
I mean, it's just not to me. You got everything you need offensively. I mean, even your third receiver, Breshad Perriman, is a good player, you know, because when Chris Godwin and Mike Evans were hurt, and I only know this because, you know, like this is the last, you know, couple weeks of fantasy season, so you're just desperate. I mean, Breshad Perriman put up numbers. He was good. He was good for them. So as a third option, you know, or even fourth if you want to count O.J. Howard, they don't need that headache, man. I think what the NFL showed us is that nobody thinks they need that headache. I'm not sure why Tom Brady does.
I'm completely with you. You've got what you need in terms of weapons. I'm not crowning you ahead of the Saints yet, but you're clearly in a league that's going to have 7 playoff teams on both sides next year. You're clearly one of the best teams in the NFC, and certainly you would think with Tom Brady on a playoff team right off the bat. We talked about this yesterday. You were 7-9 with Jameis Winston with 30 turnovers. 6 of those 9 losses came by one score. Came by a touchdown or less. Tom Brady's going to fix that. You've already got what you need in terms of taking it to a playoff level.
Mm-hmm.
You may think that Antonio Brown is the difference between playoff level and Super Bowl level, but I tell you what it really is you're risking having him and bringing it back down. Now, again, Arians has dealt with him before. Tom Brady had him for the short time last year, looked good for one game, and maybe that's what he's banking this all on. Maybe, John, in this weird way, there was some connection that got so deep, and clearly they knew each other beforehand, but the playing together, maybe it was so good that Tom Brady feels some need out of whatever feeling it is that I'm going to get you to this next point in your career. But I can't understand why you would risk it when everything is so set up already for success. Some people have questioned whether Brady's still got a strong enough arm to run Bruce Arians' system because you're going to have some downfield passing ability to do it. Look, number one, he's still got some of that. You saw it early in the season last year. It's not like he's out there, he's Phillip Rivers, he doesn't have an arm at all. But number two, don't you think Bruce Arians gonna adjust too for the GOAT? And you can adjust when you've got a Godwin and a Mike Evans. Not to mention, you know, I had Howard last year in fantasy. He did nothing. Jameis wouldn't throw him the ball half the time. Yep. Now, part of that was on Howard, but you think Brady isn't going to make a specimen like that at tight end, going to make him a weapon? Like, you've got everything you need is the point. Again, if people are calling saying, hey, I want to play with Brady, I'd look at it, but I'd make sure it's parts that I need, and you don't need Antonio Brown. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. What is interesting to me, though,
is that dude recovers and all that.
He needs help. He definitely does.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
This is like the Miami Heat deal in 2000 and was that 10? Was that 2010 or 2009? I can't remember. I guess it was 2010 when LeBron went to Miami and Chris Bosh joined him up. Like this is kind of what it feels like because the report over at ESPN is that, you know, all these players are calling Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that you don't usually, the NFL is such a different animal than the NBA because of, you know, because of salary cap, because of, you know, positions and things like that. I mean, there's, you know, much larger roster. But this kind of feels like that. And that sort of, I don't know, like for a 43-year-old Tom Brady, that it surprises me a little bit. His numbers last year were not very good. I mean, they weren't. He was actually, you know, statistically, I believe it was like one of the worst quarterback passer ratings with time. In the NFL, joining Jameis Winston and Josh Allen, not great company to be in. So it does surprise me a little bit that even at all these, like 10 years ago, for sure, of course, like Tom Brady is the best to ever play the game, but he's declining. He is declining. So I guess it does surprise me a little bit that there still is this rush to join the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I can see where you could talk yourself into being, but it doesn't me. It doesn't surprise me because you make a good point. Tom is definitely on the decline. And yes, 10 years ago, everybody wants to play with him. It's amazing that folks still do. But I think what they see, John, is yes, it can be both. They can see a Tom Brady that it may even have a decline, maybe even be steeper than we think it's going to be. But you put that with Bruce Arians, right, a quarterback whisperer.
Yep.
Right? You put that with a system that just saw Jameis Winston throw for 5,000 yards, one of only eight guys in NFL history to do that. You put that with weapons like Mike Evans and Godwin, Chris Godwin, and doesn't matter how much he's coming back. Like, that's gonna be a formula that works, and particularly, again, on a team that was 7-9 last year. That was, you know, that wasn't awful. We're not talking about a 3-13 team last year.
Mm-hmm.
So there's already, you know, there's already star power on that squad. And again, I tell you, Mike Evans got a chance to go down as one of the best ever. So you're getting that, much like a Randy Moss form. So again, I think it's the idea, John, of all of it together.
Yes.
As opposed to, you're right. If this ain't Tom Brady from 10 years ago that's going to go out there and pull a rabbit out of his hat with his arm, you know, maybe you still see flashes of that occasionally, but what you got is a guy who's gonna be an expert in the system, and now who's got weapons that take the pressure off of him. He doesn't have to go out there, like I said, and throw for 500, 400 like Jameis Winston. You just got to throw 5, 6, 7 yard dink and dunk routes, not throw picks, and let those weapons go do the work for you. And occasionally get you a nice 20 to 30 yarder down the field so you can keep defenses honest.
Well,
Tom Brady can still do that, even going on 43 in August.
Well, just the brain power, right? Just his ability to read defenses.
It's like Peyton. Peyton. Peyton had the weak arm at the end of the – but he's still managing to get it done. He's productive because, of, to your point, the brain power. The having seen everything, you're a veteran. This guy's played 20 years with the Pats. He's seen everything you can throw at him.
Now let me put the question to you like this.
Like Nick Foles is going to look like as a bear, John, just like that, a computer.
Let's say that before your offensive line let you – get sacked. Let's say in this universe you go on to have an amazing athletic career. You actually changed positions, though. You go from QB to wide receiver because of your speed.
Well, I was a wide receiver, you understand, but it was how effectively I was throwing the ball back to the quarterback that made the coach said, you know what?
We got to see.
That man's got some Bridgewater in him.
Exactly.
It just never got realized. Go ahead. Go ahead with your scenario.
Two gloves and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say that you go on to be you play football at Memphis alongside Carlos Singleton and Robin Zeen and all those guys.
My guy.
And let's
out of Bolton.
Let's say that you end up being a stud wide receiver.
Okay.
And you're a free agent now, and this is the year 2020. Forget the timelines, okay?
Love
just go
this
with
story.
Me here.
Yeah.
You're a huge, widely coveted wide receiver, and you have your choice of all 32 NFL teams want L. Jason Smith on their roster.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going?
What?
Where are you going?
Is this a trick question?
No, I'm asking. Where are you going?
What do you mean? Did I go undrafted or something? So I'm like, so I've got my pick of teams. Who gets this?
You're
choice?
A free agent. You're a free agent. You can go anywhere you want.
Nobody. I can't go anywhere. No free agent can go anywhere because teams already have. You know what I'm. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm just saying that you have your pick. You have your pick of team.
This doesn't happen in real life.
We're in a pandemic. Which quarterback would you want to have which quarterback would you want to throw the ball to you?
That is your point. That's the way you should have asked the question there. Nick Foles, man.
Stop. He's not even starting. He's not even starting for his own team right now.
No, seriously. You know who it is?
Who is it?
It's Patrick Mahomes.
It has to be, right?
It's absolutely Patrick Mahomes. I want Patrick Mahomes to throw. I want him at my pro day. I want to play with him because that dude's magic. That dude's arm is unbelievable.
Is there even a close second?
Of course there's a close second.
I mean,
Deshaun Watson's magic with the arm. I mean, like, what are you talking about?
Oh, wow, Deshaun, you're skipping.
Oh, come on.
He's
magic in the dramatic moments.
You're just
skipping over Aaron? Well,
and
think about this. I thought about this after Joe Theismann told us yesterday. But that's two right there I'd put ahead of Dak.
Deshaun and
Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, that's true.
You going to put Drew Brees ahead of Dak?
Yes.
Put Tom Brady there?
Yes.
I don't know. Even after you pointed out how much of
right,
a
that might be that
let's
might be
fair.
That might
let's
be legacy.
Fair to Dak.
That might be legacy. I'm putting Aaron above
him. How many
him.
More can you name? Stafford still above Dak? I know you won't give it to him, but people that Ryan Silverfield knows he is.
I don't know. I'd have to really like break it down.
If you gave Stafford what Dallas had, you telling me that Stafford couldn't do what Dak Prescott did?
Well, that's a different question.
That's what I'm saying. You think about this when Theismann says not top 10, and the first thing goes, well, huh? But you can name a few and get him down to, and make an argument that he's 8, 9, 10, somewhere in there. And it feels like Dak wants number one money. And maybe that's where we are, where the next guy gets the most. But again, Dak
is still top 10. I'm looking at the starting quarterbacks from last year.
Well, you're not going to put him ahead of Matt Ryan?
I'm putting him ahead of Matt Ryan.
You've never been to a Super Bowl.
I know, but I'm putting him. Matt Ryan.
Disastrous season. He's still Matt Ryan.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm putting Dak ahead of Matt Ryan going forward. I'm putting him ahead of Matt Ryan. I think so, and I still think there's room after that.
Russell Wilson is ahead of Dak Prescott.
Correct. Yes, Russell Wilson is ahead of Dak Prescott. But I'm just telling you,
how many is that? Five,
seven or so. You know, if we're saying
eight, nine, ten.
If we're saying Tom Brady,
that's all I'm saying.
If we're saying Tom Brady is not ahead of Dak,
right now from a physical standpoint, Dak is better than Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I'm not going to start sitting here trying to lie to you to make a point.
I mean, Dak was better than Phillip Rivers last year.
Him better than Phillip Rivers.
I mean, Dak was better. I mean, because you got to look at the starting quarterbacks here, man. I mean,
well, we've already done six.
Kyler Murray in Arizona. Lamar Jackson. You're putting Lamar Jackson in there. He's definitely top 10. But Josh Allen, Will Greer for the Panthers, Trubisky, Andy Dalton, Baker Mayfield regressed.
Hold on. I mean, you're skipping another one. Aaron Rodgers. Would you put him over Dak right now?
Yes.
Still do. Well, that's knocking you down to 8 or 9 right there, John.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is he ain't 15, 16, 17, but he may be 10 or 11 or 9. And again, you want to make a stretch? Hey, maybe he's 8, 9. But, what I'm saying is he's not. He's not the top. The guy doesn't even have a Super Bowl appearance yet, and we shouldn't be crowning him and whatever. He's set up to get paid. What's he going to get as tagged? 33, 34 million?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, he is set up to make a ton. This is a guy who was a fourth-round draft pick, but what's he done? Taking him to the playoffs twice?
Mm-hmm.
Hadn't been to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But, you want to give him more than 35 that Russell makes? Who's been who's been there, done that? You can't do that. So I don't know. It didn't. Once you look at it, it's not as far fetched as it sounds.
Yeah, I mean, it's close. It's definitely close. But I think the quality of quarterback has come down a little bit. There are a lot of young QBs in the league now, like the Gardner Minshews, the Drew Locks, Jacoby Brissett.
I'm not saying that Dak doesn't deserve to be paid. What I'm saying is that any idea that he should be the highest based on what he's done in terms of production.
Agreed.
He hadn't done enough there.
But like Derek Carr was once upon a time the highest paid. You know, it's just what the market
says.
Well,
I know there's some of that. The next guy's going to get it. Yeah. At one point, I guess it was Goff right when he signed up.
Stafford.
Goff at least had a Super Bowl appearance. Goff's got a Super Bowl appearance.
Yeah. But anyway, Tom Brady is expected to be a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, just pending a physical. The Kraft family thanked him on billboards. That was a nice touch.
Yeah, it was. Man, I was so happy to see y'all get Eli Apple. You guys are building a monster over
there.
Yeah, 1 year deal here. He's going to test himself. You're going to test him for a little bit, kind of like Witt.
Yeah.
See how it goes. Was Witt in a 1 year deal?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, y'all's signings, I'd give y'all a.
Savvy.
Yeah, definitely a B on what you've done
so
here.
So you're giving the Raiders a better grade than you gave Penny Hardaway, man?
But gave Penny a B minus. Y'all a clown show. That's what I'm trying to say. I like Malik Collins. I like Littleton, like I told you yesterday, but y'all got some mess besides that.
Eli Apple's mom is a great woman.
She's more star than he is.
I think that's true. I think she really is. Annie Apple.
Are you still – well, you were at 86% of the Raiders' moves. You didn't understand where we at after the Eli Apple
move. We're up to 92.
Okay.
This guy sucks. I mean, we have managed to sign really – like.
I don't hear you talking about your plan. Last year you were super excited.
I like our plan. Our plan is to sign all the free agents that can't play. I think it's a brilliant plan. Jason Witten is going to be a commentator. I don't know what I mean. I'm not really sure what role he's going to play for. And he wasn't even a good commentator either. He wasn't good in the booth. So I just don't really.
Our play two tight end set role with Big Waller. Going to teach him how to be a pro.
Darren Waller doesn't need to be. He's a top five tight end. And we just drafted Foster Moreau last year. And we have Derek Carrier on the roster as well. Like. Doesn't make any sense to me. But, again, that's my sense of normalcy through this time, Jason. I think we all sort of have things that we lean on in this difficult time to get us through and to keep things going. For me, it's the Raiders doing stuff I can't understand. That's my normalcy.
Keep it up, Gruden and Mayock. Y'all looking good.
Yeah. All right. We will come back. Lots more to come. Adam Silver did an interview yesterday with ESPN. It was interesting. We'll get into what he meant and what he said yesterday with Richard Nichols when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South's work-from-home radio station. Live on the radio.com free app. Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN. Alexa and smart speakers say, play 92.9 ESPN. Work from home and stay informed with 92.9.
I was planning for the radio show the other day, wondering what I would talk about, when I got a call from Paul Cowers at O'Call, who said he wanted me to tape a new spot. He didn't want it to be about any of their beautiful merchandise. He wanted it to be about Memphis, about us. And then Paul started talking about all the things we have survived as a community. 9/11, Hurricane Elvis, the ice storm. We survived those crises by looking out for each other, by supporting one another, by being patient and generous and strong. Listen, this is a hard time for everyone in this community. It's a hard time for the country and the world. But leave it to the folks from Oak Hall, which opened in 1859, which survived the Civil War, the yellow fever epidemic, and two world wars, to remind us that there is a way through. So by all means, stop by and say hello to the folks from Oak Hall one of these days. It's the same beautiful, helpful store that it's always been. But more than that, be kind to each other and be on the lookout for people and businesses in the community that need your help. This is a new challenge for all of us, but we'll get through it together the same way that we always have. It's Chevy Truck Month, and it's the right time to get behind the wheel of the strongest, most advanced Silverado ever. After all, what truck has the most functional bed in its class and up to 20% more cargo volume than the competition? The Chevy Silverado. And what truck offers the choice of powertrains to help you find the power and efficiency you need? The Chevy Silverado. Head into your local Mid-South Chevy dealer and see for yourself that the only truck that compares to a Chevy Silverado is another Chevy Silverado. From Chuck Hutton Chevrolet. Right now, well-qualified buyers can get a 2020 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab with
zero APR financing for 72 months, plus an additional $500 cash allowance when you finance with GM Financial. Must finance with GM Financial. Some customers may not qualify. Monthly payment is $13.89 for every $1,000 you finance. Example down payment, 3.8%. Not available with lease and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 3/31/2020. Visit Chuck Hutton Chevrolet, your Mid-South Chevy dealer.
Are you going crazy sitting at home and you want to get out of the house and do something fun? Come out to Top Gun Memphis. We are open both of our indoor ranges, and we just got a massive new shipment of firearms for home protection and personal defense, and a huge shipment of ammunition while everybody else is running out. Where are we located? 2770 Witten Road in Bartlett at the Old Range USA. Top Gun Memphis, where you can get a firearm to protect yourself and ammo. Top Gun Memphis, topgunmemphis.com.
According to the 2010 census, only 13% of the population was over 65. Well, I wasn't part of the 13% back then, but I am now. And with the 2020 census, my response will inform funding for things like healthcare, public transit, all types of things to make 65 feel like the new 40. Yeah, okay, maybe the new 50.
Shape your future. Start here. Complete the census at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we'll give you this barbershop quartet who'll sing the name of the perfect hire.
Vince Lundy.
Vince Lundy.
Vince Lundy.
Vince Lundy.
Okay, there's no quartet. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Flo here with a word that's just weird. Terry cloth. Who exactly is Terry? And why does he get his own fabric? Did he journey below SPF 50? Fight off some weeds and his daffodils? How about a word for everyone? Flotection. Yeah, I just made it up. But I'm not making up how great it feels when me and Progressive protect your new home. Ever think of that, Terry? No. Terry only thinks of himself.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Take me around the world and back again.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
So, got a tweet from Joseph, who passed along what I can only assume is a text going around on Facebook. Whatever, and it's basically a screenshot of instructions saying things like the Homeland Security is preparing to mobilize the National Guard, preparing to dispatch them across the U.S. along with the military. They will also call in first responders. They're preparing to announce a nationwide two-week quarantine for all citizens, all businesses closed, everyone at home, et cetera, et cetera. Within 48 to 72 hours, the president will evoke what is called the Stafford Act. Folks, that is a hoax. And be very careful about who you trust during this time. Because I will say this, Jason, like, I don't think in these scenarios, man, that social media is helpful. You know, like, I don't think that, because I think people take advantage of things, you know, imaginations run wild. Mm-hmm. And people are very impressionable during crises like this. You know what I mean? People will pretty much believe anything if it's on Facebook. So, like, they don't need much reason. So
I think it can be dangerous. I mean, just like in regular times, it can be dangerous. It can be extra dangerous now because you get garbage like this at a time when we all need to be protecting ourselves and, more importantly, getting the truth, right, from whether it is from our news agencies, from our leaders in government, anywhere else. We need truth now more than ever because we need to know what the heck to do. And so, yeah, any idea, it feels like evil, John, when you go out there and all this stuff. You see some companies are claiming, John, they've got the oils and the stuff you need to fight off coronavirus. You see that? And the government's having to come down on these companies, right, for going out there and acting like they've got the antidote or anything they could find, because there is nothing right now. But yet some companies still trying to profit off of, off lies, basically.
It's true.
You know, at a time like this, it feels like pure evil making decisions like that.
Yeah, that's going to happen. You know, it's part of the deal, in the United States. But that in and of itself that
vultures.
I just read was a hoax. Not saying that can't happen, that a national quarantine can be ordered. But as of right now, that is certainly.
We don't need any hoax.
Because it inspires panic.
Well, remember, there was talk that of this being a hoax is part of the reason why we were so slow to react in the first place.
Exactly.
So many people were so dead set on telling us that this was a hoax, this is all going to pass over, nothing like that. You know, and I tend to. Some of those folks would get into that it's not the flu argument, and yet you had a separate faction of them. That said, there was so much of that misinformation early on, it's part of the slow response. And, it's completely irresponsible and reckless.
Yeah.
No question.
Anyway, be vigilant, but relax a little bit. Do what you're supposed to do. Keep your distance. Wash your hands, 6 feet. Don't go to bars and restaurants and things like that. And you are going to be fine. We are going to be fine as a country.
The scary part is we're seeing more and more, and I don't want to get too much into this, but the scary part is we're seeing more and more younger folks, right? We've almost told ourselves, and you just wonder if this is a new narrative that we're going to end up changing, the idea that young folks can't get it, because we're seeing more and more in hospitals that you can't. And I'll be real honest with you. Yesterday I'm faced with a situation where we're all self-isolating. We're all staying at home as much as possible. And no more play dates, right? The schools are closed. So, but the kid next door wants to come and play with your kid, right? And next door, I mean, they can't go out anywhere as it is. Everything's shut down, as it is in terms of, where you're going to take your kids. So you're in the house, kid next door wants to come over. Well, in this day and age, you got to think about literally like, you have no idea who that kid's been around, right? And this isn't just something where you can just write off, kids don't get it, because we're seeing that change too, at least for what we thought early on. So, we're in situations now where we're asking ourselves questions we've never had to ask ourselves. And that's, it's tough, again, because my kid hadn't been around another kid in weeks. Now it's been a little bit over a week and a half or whatever it is. And that part of it, he doesn't have a little brother, little sister, big brother, big sister, that kind of thing. Kid next door wants to play. Of course, CJ wants to go out there and do it. But now you've got to ask yourself: is that safe? And so again, you go back to it. These are just we're asking ourselves these questions in a time that we have to. It's unprecedented.
Yeah, it is. There was a nice meme going around on Twitter yesterday where, and I guess people are bored, and so they're coming up with anything to sort of keep themselves occupied. They were coming up with their five jobs that I guess molded them as adults and individuals. And I thought, you and I have certainly had some interesting gigs along in our lifetimes. And so it would be good to revisit those and participate, man, and participate in this meme. I'll start. Many people will remember that I was behind the cash register at the Wolf Chase Mall, which is sadly closed right now. But I was
yesterday,
behind the cash register at Great American Cookie. I've been prepared for isolation for many years because you're alone behind that. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
That little stand there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. I mean, I was one of the best cash registers. Many have said in the history of the company.
Again, how long were you there?
About 3 months.
Okay.
I moved up quickly.
This was really part of your formative years. This helped you be the John Martin that's here right now and
absolutely
hosting and producing this show.
You put on that red
polo. That job, what you learned there.
You put on that red polo, you know what I'm saying? And you got to work, and you just watched the world go by.
Part of the character building for you. What else you got? Give me four others.
Okay, I worked at I love Billy and I love the Wing Guru, but this was before they were around. I worked at Debo's. I worked at Debo's Wings and Things.
One. Okay.
And that was, I think, even more brief. That was probably like a month. Because I think I've told the story before, but man, they made me clean the grease trap.
And that's when you'd seen enough, much like Chef Ramsay.
I couldn't do it no more, man.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way. They gave me like this like half broken Subway cup.
Yep.
And they're like, go clean the grease trap. I'm like, what's that? What is a grease trap?
Mm.
And they showed it to me. I'm like, I may be immune to the coronavirus. Because I cleaned the grease trap at Debo's Wings and Things. So.
And you got out of there. Another short stay? Is that 3 months? Less than that?
Less than.
Wow.
Less than. One of my all-time brief stays was at Abercrombie & Fitch. They hired me at
Abercrombie and Fitch guy.
I did the training, went through the training, and then the first day of you know the job, they say, okay, here's a glass plate, here's how you fold the shirts. I did that once, and I walked out. I said, I'm not doing this. I can't.
You sound like me at Kmart.
I worked at Phone-A-Thon at Memphis.
Okay.
Worked at Phone-A-Thon at Memphis where you basically, you had a script and you called people and you asked for money.
Yeah, was that from the UC?
It was across from the athletic department.
Oh, okay.
It was across from the athletic department. And then if I had to say a fifth one, you know, one that really shaped me, I'd say the Daily Helmsman. I'd say the Daily Helmsman over there at the University of Memphis. So those are my five jobs. Now I cannot wait to hear yours.
It's been a beautiful white life for you, hasn't it?
It has.
Yeah. Those are great white coming up jobs, being white. They really were. You know most of mine. You know many of mine. A wood toter at one point for a great man by the name of Marshall Law. Built many a house around here in this area, including the mayor's son's house.
Oh, wow.
Again, over, I believe it was Banneker Estates.
Okay.
I was a good wood toter. Never moved up to the nail guy.
Gotcha.
But did that for a season or two, John Martin, again, when I was trying to find myself in
Absolutely.
Between school stops. Chow, bus boy.
Chow?
Yeah, bus boy in Overton Square. It was the building that now, I believe, currently houses Bosco's still.
Okay,
Bosco's
gotcha.
Still there, right?
Yeah, I think
Chow
so.
Chow was one of the buildings there, one of the restaurants there. Didn't last, but started there. That was actually first gig. How about Library Shelf Restocker down over at Ned McWhirter during my college years? You like that?
Yeah.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.